that's what you get when you play with love's strange ways.
Chris Rea, Love Strange Ways, 17 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. And the following on, running on Southern this morning, Barnhurst to Charing Cross, the 8.11, Orpington to Victoria, the 8.28, Dartford to Cannon Street, the 8.36, and Coulston to Victoria, 8.47. They're not running on Southern this morning. This is Jackie, local radio for South West London. My name's Dave Stevens. I'm here until 9 o'clock this morning, when it's Dickie Allen through until 12. 8 o'clock this morning, the latest news from IRN. And between now and 9, we're keeping you up to date with all the latest travel news, as and when it happens. It's worth checking out the front page stories from today's newspapers. These are Alter's Images right now at 16 to 8. Love to stay. Images, they'd love to stay. It's 13 and a half before 8. And if you're on your school holidays and you enjoy playing tennis, then go along to Sherwood Park Mitcham between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. All children between the ages of 5 and 16 are welcome as part of the sports play schemes organised free of charge until the 2nd of September. Similar schemes are also being held in Sherwood Park, Wimbledon Park, Colliers Wood Recreation Ground, Figs Marsh and Nelson Gardens.
Right, come on dear, we're going down the pub.
No, I want to go to the wine bar.
We're not going down there, you get some funny types.
I want a glass of wine.
I'm not, I want me beer.
Wine and food, do away with those unpleasant arguments between you and the old girl. world. If you prefer beer and your wife prefers a pleasant, relaxed meal with a glass of wine, there's no problem at the Royal Six Bells in Colliers Wood. A snack menu and a full menu are available, together with a wide choice of wine and real ale. They've even got their act together when it comes to special parties, for birthdays, leaving dues, etc. The Royal Six Bells, situated at 222 High Street, Colliers Wood, 100 yards from the Merton bus station, SW19. The Royal Six Bells, a great idea.
Field Oaks and Company of Worcester Park are the experts in car insurance. Ring them today on 337 8172 for rates 20 to 30% below standard, or call in and see them at 22 Central Road in Worcester Park. Field Oaks and Company are open 6 days a week, and they give you the opportunity to pay your insurance by access or cash over 3, 4 or 12 months, and they have policies geared to help the young driver. If you live in the Kingston area, contact Field Oaks on 546 8393 or visit 56 Richmond Road, Kingston on Thames. Field Oaks, insuring your car at a price you can afford.
Hi, good morning. It's 11 and a half before 8 o'clock.
Oh,
Come on, Tracy, give us some emotion. That's right, it's 7.5 minutes now before 8 o'clock. On the A229 in Maidstone, there's loose road. Sorry, the loose road in Maidstone, the A229, is reduced in width, causing delays to traffic there. Let's see. A loose road in Maidstone. I just said about there being a loose road in Maidstone. What I meant to say, of course, was that loose road in Maidstone. Expect delays there. It's now 3 minutes to 8. That's Jonah Louie and Love Detonator. The news is next on Jackie. taking us up there. Yeah, Motorhead, and this one called Shine. Broadcasting 24 hours a day to Southwest London, this is Radio Jackie on 227 metres, 1323 kilohertz.
It's 8 o'clock, this is Douglas Cameron. Police hunting missing Essex doctor's wife Diane Jones now fear she's dead. Today they plan to carry out a minute search of her home in the village of Coggeshall. Austin Mitchelson reports.
The search for Mrs. Jones resumes today when forensic experts will conduct an inch-by-inch examination of her home. But police now say they don't expect to find her alive. Detectives leading the hunt think that if she was in hiding, she would, at least, have been in touch with someone to bring the search to a halt. Yesterday, they interviewed her husband, Dr. Robert Jones, at length. They've also spoken to her friends and relatives. They've even set up roadblocks to quiz lorry drivers in case they spotted her hitchhiking on the night she disappeared. But they've drawn a blank, and despite numerous public appeals, Mrs. Jones hasn't contacted them. They say they're now searching for a body. Austin Mitchelson, IRN, Essex.
Irish police are still hunting two would-be kidnappers who escaped from an anti-terrorist squad ambush. The search is concentrated on the wild country of Ayr's Wicklow Mountains, and dogs are being used to try to flush out the men, one of whom was wounded in the ambush. They left behind a trail of blood after a fierce gun battle outside the County Wicklow home of supermarket millionaire Galen Weston. Five men were captured. Four are under police guard in hospital after operations on gunshot wounds, and others being questioned in jail. Police believe the IRA is behind the kidnap attempt. The biggest display of military might Central America has ever seen is now underway with the landing of thousands of American troops in Honduras. 6,000 have come ashore, and another 16,000 from the 19 warships off the Pacific and Caribbean coasts will soon be involved. The operation is a joint American-Honduran maneuver aimed at influencing the left-wing government in Nicaragua. It'll be in action for the next 8 months. Meanwhile, the Nicaraguan government and churchmen in the area are accusing the Reagan administration of giving $17 million to rebels inside Nicaragua. A major story published by the Sun newspaper was a complete fabrication. That's the finding of a press council investigation published today. The paper claimed to have carried out a world-exclusive interview with the widow of a Falklands war hero. In fact, the interview never took place, and some of the statements attributed to her were really made by Sun secretaries. Mark Easton reports.
Under a heading, World Exclusive, Pride and Heartbreak of Two VC's Widows, the Sun featured interviews with the wives of Lieutenant Colonel H. Jones and Sergeant Ian Mackay. Marika Mackay was shocked when she read the story because she'd never spoken to the Sun. The Press Council, which investigates complaints against newspapers, heard how some of the remarks attributed to Mrs. Mackay were made up after reporters had asked secretaries in the Sun office how they'd feel if their husbands died winning the VC. The Sun told the council its arch-rivals the Daily Mirror had bought Mrs. Mackay's story and refused to let her talk to reporters, so they'd cobbled together the interview from other sources. The council said the Sun was guilty of a deplorable and insensitive deception.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past eight.
227 Radio Jackie, the sound of Southwest London.
Southwest London's weather. The day will be dry and warm with some sunshine. The top temperature, 25 degrees centigrade.
James Stevens.
Stop driving cars and stop free.
Radio Jackie on a Monday morning, the 8th of August, the time 8:08.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter, freezing just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love and a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing?
First we heard Southwest London's number one from Wham, Club Tropicana, and then we followed that with Elton John and I'm Still Standing, a record which I'm sure is going to be in Southwest London's top 20 very soon. The time now 8:11 on Jackie, and I've just been reading the Daily Mirror on the centre pages there. Day one, secrets of the sizzling new series Inside Dallas. For 5 years, Dallas has been the TV soap opera to beat them all, but now the brasher, flashier Carrington family from Dynasty are giving the folk at South Fork a run for their money. The Ewings are hitting back. The makers of Dallas have arranged bigger budgets, more lavish costumes and sexier storylines for a new series which will be screened by the BBC later this year. So we'll look forward to that. It's 11 after 8 on Jackie. And in Hampstead, there are gas repairs in the High Street there and also in Heath Street. Expect delays there. And on the A3 in Wandsworth at West Hill, a diversion in operation eastbound. So there'll be more congestion than usual in that particular spot this morning. There's a playgroup for 5 to 11-year-olds being held each weekday at the Grange in Beddington Park until September the 2nd. There are outdoor activities as well as indoor activities, including cooking and crafts. There are two sessions every day. The first is between 9:30 and 12:30 in the morning, and the second from 2 until 5 p.m. in the afternoon. The cost is 20p per session, or all day from 8:45 in the morning until 5:15 in the afternoon for working parents, which must be booked and costs £1.50. Children must bring a packed lunch, waterproof clothing and a change of shoes. For more details, phone 01 661 5507. That's 01 661 5507. 07.
Music Market Elmsley Centre in Staines to help you blow those blues away. We've got all the top sounds at the lowest prices. Albums, cassettes, singles, disco 45s, blank tapes, and much, much more at the Music Market Elmsley Centre in Staines.
Cut and Colour, they're open till late, so now it's possible to make a date with the top pro stylist in Streatham Town at any time of day, so get on down. Cut and Colour at 12 Streatley Parade, Streatham High Road, opposite Streatham Hill Railway Station. Open Monday to Thursday, 10 a.m. till late, Fridays 9 a.m. till late, and Saturdays 8:30 to 5. So call in on your way home from work. Cut and Colour, stay open for you. Phone 769-5152. Cut and Colour, 769-5152.
Dave Stevens plays the hits.
Time check is 8:13, 13 over 8.
I was 37, you were 17. You were half my age, the youth I'd never seen. Unlikely people meeting in a dream. Heaven only knows the way it should have been. Here today, my tomorrow. Where you lead, I will follow. All that kissing, no passion missing. Come live with me. It's the boys.
A238, that's Kingston Road in Wimbledon, there's resurfacing work taking place between Dorset Road and Hartfield Road. Expect delays there. 16 and a half now after 8, those are Heaven 17 and Come Live With Me. Moving on with the music now, these are the Stranglers.
Away.
Paradise, the title of that one from the Stranglers. Brings the time on Jackie to exactly 20 past 8. And taking a look now at the trains not running on Southern Region this morning. Orpington to Victoria, the 8:28. Coulston to Victoria, the 8:29. Dartford to Cannon Street, the 8:36. Hayes to Charing Cross, the 8:40. And Coulston to Victoria, the 8:47. They're all cancelled this morning. West London's number 6 top selling song this week, Bananarama and Cruel Summer. It's now 24 minutes past 8, and Dickie Allen's just handed me a cheque for £5 signed by his wife. What does she want in return for her £5?
No idea, but I mean, I had no money here, you know.
Oh, I see. Does she want £5 in return or something else?
Well, I don't know. I've no idea. I got the wage cheque the other day, but it was empty again. Well, the packet was. I'm not sure what's going on here.
Right. Yeah, the time's 8:24, and talking about Dickie's wife, I was over there last Tuesday evening. And you may remember that I ran a competition on Monday about a sheet of rice paper a thousandth of an inch thick, and tearing it up once and then tearing it again and keep on piling up the paper. And I asked you how many times, once you repeated the operation 50 times, what the height of the stack of paper would be. And they were actually trying it out. Did you actually get there in the end, Dickie?
Well, we thought a few thousand miles at least.
Yeah, how far did you get? You got to a few inches and discovered that it's going to go on and on.
Absolutely impossible. Absolutely
right.
Impossible.
In actual fact, someone did get the answer correct. The winner of the competition was Miss Dee Hawkins from Whitlock Drive in Southfield. Someone else got it pretty close as well. That was Ray Love from Cobham. He guessed it was, he actually got it to the inch. I don't know how he worked it out to the inch, because I didn't get it that accurate. He said it was 17,769,884 miles, 1,572 yards, 10 3/5 inches. All I was looking for was the first person to get it at over 17 million miles.
It confused the Sinclair. The Sinclair was not a happy computer that day.
I'm not surprised. There's an exhibition being held until the 13th of August to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the death of William Wilberforce and the abolition of slavery. By the way, Dickie, did you know that slavery had been abolished?
Well, no. I mean, I'm working here still.
Does your wife know that slavery has been abolished? Anyway, the display is at Lauriston Cottage, 6 Southside, Wimbledon Common. Entry is free, and visiting hours are between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and between 3 and 7 p.m. This is Jackie on 227. The time. Terra Captain Sensible. Stop the world.
Green, the shining sun soldier out on duty overseas, and also on his missus back home sitting on the movement's knee. And his arms are on the fruit woods, wrapped in warm snug in a scarf. I saw the moon kind of grin like a white balloon, could have sworn that I'd seen it laugh. Missiles, yeah, and other people's greed, and stuff from being torn apart by plain cruelty and war, and has a better chance of a thing from being so easy to ignore. And if I could spin the world, could split stop at any time, you don't stop pissed on a man, stop the people really climb. I'd stop it where we could all be friends, we could battle on for hours, and I'll be down there to stand and the rockers ran, cause all my friends are getting sour.
The world.
insensible. Stop the world. Southwest London's weather for today. The day will be dry and warm with some sunshine. The top temperature, 25 degrees centigrade. The time now on Jackie, precisely 8:30.
So, I put the wife's old in the South London Trader.
Oh, really?
Well, it only costs £9 to advertise a car with a picture.
Ah.
And it's bargain-packed with cars, vans, motorcycles, even trucks, lorries, boats, caravans. Oh, I soon found her the perfect replacement.
Another?
No way.
No fear.
Well, a... or a... here she comes. Just try and bend that one, I said.
Get into the South London Trader. 20 pence every Friday.
The Radio Jackie, even better disco out of town for over 21s. On Friday the 12th of August, Midsummer Madness comes to Wallington. And as well as the best in soul and jazz funk, there'll be plenty of zany competitions with some great prizes. There's the licensed bar, and we'll be broadcasting live between 9 and 11. The doors open at 7:30, and we won't kick you out to more than 4 hours later. The Radio Jackie, even better disco out of town for over 21s, is being held at the St. Elphegius Centre, 118 Stafford Road, Wallington in Surrey. Tickets are £2 and are available by writing to Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey, or pick them up from Shady Deals near Putney Bridge, or you can pop into Memphis Sound Division at 1338 London Road, Norbury. All proceeds from the evening will go to the Royal Marsden Hospital Appeal for a scanner camera. It's gonna be a packed night, so get your tickets now.
I remember.
split ends and 6 months in a leaky boat. Just been reading in the Daily Mirror this morning that Tony Blackburn is having his wisdom teeth out today. So good morning to Tony, if you're listening in this morning. And also good morning to Jill, who writes in to me. Don't know where from. She says, if possible, could I say a quick hello to my fiancé, Rob, between 8 and 9 in the morning, as we both listen to Jackie every morning and weekend, and it'll make our day. Made my day, you writing in to me as well, Jill. Thank you very much. Good morning to Jill and your fiancé, Rob.
You don't say where you live.
It's 25 to 9 now. This is Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin. Lunchtime today down at the Eight Bells in Kingston Road, Yule with Dickie Allen and a few others. Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin that time round on Jackie. The summer holidays may be good news for those in need of a break, but for the South London Blood Transfusion Centre, they could spell disaster as the number of donations per week has fallen from 1,200 to 900 and stocks are becoming dangerously low. Giving blood is painless and takes only a few minutes, after which you get a cup of tea and biscuits before you go home. If you'd like to become a donor or are not sure where and when you can give blood, ring the South London Transfusion Centre on 01672 8501. That's the South London Transfusion Centre on 01672 8501. The time now 20 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock, and the front page of this morning's Daily Express, the headline story: gun battle ends £1 million kidnap bid, police ambush as gang try to grab a friend of Charles. A terrorist who tried to kidnap food tycoon Galen Weston walked straight into an elaborate police trap, it was revealed last night. The plot to seize Mr. Weston and hold him for £1 million ransom ended in a dramatic shootout at his mansion near Dublin yesterday. The gang were tricked into thinking that their intended victim was inside the stately home. Instead, he was 280 miles away at Windsor, and hours after the gun battle, he played polo with his friend Prince Charles. Four terrorists were wounded in the ambush, a fifth was arrested, and two others fled after 100 shots were exchanged. That's the front page story from this morning's Daily Express. The time, 20 minutes to 9.
Unhappy with your prints? Then bring your film to Tolworth Photographic for your developing and printing. Trust us with those holiday memories. They may only happen once. We offer high-quality 4-inch prints with a choice of gloss or satin finish, which are checked by Kodak's monitoring service to ensure the highest standard. A 24 exposure film costs only £3.75 and is usually ready the following day. You value your photographs. We value your custom. Tolworth Photographic at 33 Tolworth Broadway, just off the A3, or call 399-9881. 399-9881.
For details on how to advertise on Radio Jackie, telephone 646-5295.
It's now 19 minutes to 9.
Oh,
Isley Brothers, and this week's number 18 top-selling song in Southwest London, Between the Sheets. The time now, 14 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, when we have the latest news from IRN, followed by Dickie Allen through until 12. In Hampstead, there are gas repairs in the High Street and also in Heath Street. Expect delays in both of those roads in Hampstead. And over in Wimbledon, on the A238 Kingston Road, there's resurfacing work taking place between Dorset Road and Hartfield Road. So a little bit of congestion there this morning. These are the Trogs, Jackie Supergold from 1966, and Wild Thing. The year for the Trogs and Wild Thing, the year when I was about 3 years old and Dickie Allen was already leaving school, I think, or taking his O-levels or something. Good morning, Dickie. What have you got on the programme this morning for us?
Oh, hello there. Yes, we have all the usual features this morning, plus, of course, Monday morning Pub of the Week, and between 11 and 12, all today's information. So I'll see you between 9 and 12.
Right, and the pub of last week was, of course, the 8 Bells in Kingston.